Still several home games remaining in the season, now 2015 season. Get your tickets today by calling 732-263-5735 or by visiting MammothHawks.com. Come out and support MU as they push towards a potential NCAA berth in the MAC. Matt Harmon, Bob Lampinen getting set to start the second half. Hawks back out on the floor with their starting five. Robinson, Kafani, Zach Tillman, Max DeLeo, Deion Jones. St. Peter's bringing Trevish Weiss back onto the floor, along with Tyler Gaskins, Desi Washington, Quandre Welton, and also Marvin Dominique. Set here for basketball. Tough offense so far for both of these teams, but it is St. Peter's who leads 23-22. Hawks will begin with the basketball, moving left to right on your radio dial. Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday here in West Long Branch. Kafani off on the right wing, flip for Deion Jones. Now Ben Moore left on the sideline for Robinson, wanting Zach Tillman down inside. DeLeo off the screen, kicks to Robinson left wing. Dumped down now on the block left side for Kafani, bodying up Dominique, and he is whacked on his way to the basket. Kafani will step to the line for two.
Yeah, Matt, that's just what Coach Rice wants Kafani to do. He doesn't want that step back fadeaway jump shot. He wants to put it on the floor, take it right to the basket. Good, strong power move, and again, he's got great footwork inside the paint. And he's rewarded with two at the line.
Kafani, of course, transferring here to Monmouth for his final year of eligibility after being at Providence. Played 21 games a season ago for a team that won the Big East Tournament Championship. Makes the first to tie the score of 23. Has really provided some veteran leadership for this team. Two of two from the line. Hawks back up by a point, 24-23. Full court pressure applied here by the Hawks off the make. St. Peter's trouble inbounding the ball. Dominique has it. Was pinned off in the corner for a second. Finds Gaskins, who will give it to Washington. Bring it up court against DeLeo. Washington bouncing right side for Gaskins. Between the circles for Welton. Now Washington on the left wing. And a foul away from the ball on Kafani again. Third time he's been whistled for just contact down inside. His third and the team's first.
All three fouls on Kafani away from the ball, trying to establish position inside. That time you want a defensive position.
Welton splits a double, finds Washington shaded left top of the key. Now Weiss will reset the offense. Flip off on the left side for Gaskins. Washington gets it on the right. Middle of the set for Weiss. Gaskins left wing. Trying to split through a double. Hop step through the lane. Weiss thinks about the three. Checked by Robinson. Shot clock down inside of 10. Weiss will take the three. From the left side, that one just short. Gaskins slashing through and getting the offensive rebound. New shot clock to work with. Gaskins open this time from the right side. Short again. Dominique tipped it up. And a loose ball foul will be called on St. Peter's on Marvin Dominique. So far, Dominique 2 points. Desi Washington 2 points. So the top players for St. Peter's a combined 4 points. But yet, Bob, here we stand, 24-23.
And that's due to a lack of offense by Monmouth. Defensively, they've done the job. Dominique goes to the bench with that injury. Looks like he hurt his back a little bit. He's a key guy for St. Peter's, so they're going to need him back in there quickly.
Was called for a second personal, second team foul. Kafani left wing, running through the lane. He's hit again. This time it's Welton that got a piece of him. And Kafani will go back to the free throw line for two more free throws.
Kafani looking like a point guard there, 18 feet away. Saw the opening and put it on the floor and went right to the basket.
Kafani 2 of 2 from the line. Usually shoots around 55%. Taking his third free throw here of the half. Back iron on that one. We'll get one more with 18:24 to go. Hawks up 24-23. Native of Cameroon. Second of these pair. Misses that. Rebound tipped up by Zach Tillman. Comes to Justin Robinson. Deion Jones down low inside. Kafani fouled again. This will be a non-shooting foul, but Monmouth here obviously trying to establish something down inside.
Yes, they definitely are, and Tillman did a good job to keep that missed free throw alive.
18-18 to go. Robinson gets it quickly inside Zach Tillman. Had a shot rejected off on the backside by Rodney Hawkins just into the game.
Tillman just doesn't get a break inside. He's a big guy, and you really have to bang him pretty good before he gets the foul call. I thought he got hit that time.
Welton on the right block. Backing down Kafani, who's got the three fouls. Washington bypassing the three, stopping right corner. Welton will give back to Washington off of a double. Desi Washington in some big trouble, splitting through a double, and will get whistled for a five-second call. John Doan irate with that last whistle, looking for contact. Good opportunity to double there by a pretty aggressive Monmouth defense.
Great trap on the sideline.
Robinson going left, handing off to Jones. Kicks off on the right side to Leo. Now Robinson around the screen, baseline. Fires a three from the right wing and hits. Robinson puts Monmouth up by four, 27-23. Timeout has been taken by John Dunn, 17:32 remaining. And right after Dunn called that timeout, I think he let the referees know he was still not pleased about that last call and still visibly upset. It's taken here as a full timeout, but we'll keep it here. Justin Robinson obviously making that three. He's got 9 points to lead the way. Such an important cog in the Monmouth offense.
And that was just a tough, tough shot as he operated around the perimeter and all the way around the perimeter of the zone, caught it on the sideline, nailed the three off balance from deep. And you're right, he's really become the heart and soul of this team. He's the team leader, and when he plays well, DeLeo plays well, it seems that the Monmouth Hawks play inspired basketball.
17:32 remaining, coming up on Sunday afternoon. Doubleheader here in the Multipurpose Activity Center. The women will play at 2 o'clock, the men at 4:30 against Fairfield, a game that you'll be able to watch on ESPN3 and listen on the Shore Sports Network. The important stretch here for Monmouth before they start seeing the road a bit more often. At UPenn, home for Niagara, Manhattan, and Fairfield, both road games to finish up January. And Bob has talked with Josh Newman at the half. Important here for Monmouth, just 3-4 coming in here at home, to start to establish something end of January, all through the month of February, just so they have that good, solid home court advantage.
No question. Especially at your home court, Monmouth's really trying hard to build support. They want the Shore area folks to come out and support them. You got to play well at home.
Off the inbound. It's thrown in by Gaskins. Immediate trap by Monmouth. Full court pressure. Gaskins helping Washington bring it up court. Breaks the timeline with the dribble. 17:20 to go in the second half. Gaskins between the circles. Gives off to Weish. Motion set up top. Washington gets back to Gaskins. Welton will come set a screen. Stutter move down the lane by Gaskins, finding Welton inside. And as he goes up for the basket, he is hit from the backside and will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Good patience by St. Peter's that time. Pressure defense by Monmouth. Peter's able to enter on good bounce pass down low to Welton. Welton waited for contact. Very good patience down low.
Welton stepping to the free throw line, hitting just about 57% on the year. Tough release there by the big guy, missing the first.
Yeah, you're right. Interesting release. Almost no legs, up high over his head, off to the side. Almost like you'd throw a screwball with that right-handed wrist twisted a little bit to the left.
Second one. Back iron, no good. Kafani with the rebound. So no harm on that foul. 27-23, Monmouth. Robinson kicking right corner. DeLeo's three. Off the mark, Kafani kept it alive. Tipped around a couple of times. Washington gets it in transition. St. Peter's not much to run. Will slow it down, run their half-court set. Hawkins, good skip pass. Washington, long three ball. Rimming out, Brady grabs it, and Robinson off to the races. Robinson in transition, slicing through the lane. Right side, swallowed up by Welton. Backside block. DeLeo keeps it alive. Jones gets it. Kafani now has it down on the left baseline. Penetrates, stops under the rim, throws up the hook shot. No good from the left. Welton grabs the ball for St. Peter's. Weish in transition. Gaskins will drive. Reverse layup, no good. Welton keeps it alive. DeLeo down on the floor. Jones sees it from going out of bounds. Robinson back the other way. 16:05 to play. Second half. Monmouth 27, St. Peter's 23. Brady sets the screen for DeLeo. Brady runs through. Left side layup, no good. We started to get ugly here offensively a little bit. In transition, Hawkins gets it. He's fouled on his way to the rim. On the floor, they will say. 15:54. That gets us our first media timeout of the second half. Monmouth 27, St. Peter's 23. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Joe's Pizza 3, located at 230 Wall Street in West Long Branch. Proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. Give them a call at 732-222-1027 or visit joespizzalongbranch.com today. 15:54 to go in the second half. Matt Harmon, Bob Lampinen on the call tonight. The Shore Sports Network. Hawks up 27-23. Haven't seen anyone really break out offensively in this game. I guess, Bob, if you had to pick one, it'd be Justin Robinson.
Yeah, I'd say so. He just hit the big three a minute ago. He's had a couple of moves down the lane. He's gotten to the foul line. Cafani's come out here in the second half very, very active, doing a good job on the backboard. He did commit that third foul, though, so you've got to be real careful out there. But he's been key inside.
Monmouth plus three on the boards so far tonight, 22-19. Inbound play by St. Peter's off the set. Weish with it. Will flip for Patterson, left side. Weish able to get it back. Drives down the right side of the lane. Good feed down low for Hawkins, who will lay it up over the top of the Monmouth defense.
That seems to be one open spot against the Monmouth zone with a little dribble penetration and then a bounce pass down low.
First bucket for Rodney Hawkins, the Delaware State transfer. Cafani will drive to the lane, try to get it up. Ball was grabbed. Loose ball out. St. Peter's in transition. Hawkins, right side layup. Check it. Gaskins, right side layup. He was fouled on his way up. Hawkins dunked it back in, but it will be a foul instead, and it will send Tyler Gaskins to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, that time a real fundamental fast break. Got out ahead of the field. A perfect bounce pass from Patterson down low for the attempted layup and the foul. But from a coach, you've got to love it. You get a fast break, you got to get to the middle of the floor and then throw that little bounce pass.
Foul was on Deion Jones, his second. Team's fourth. Gaskins, a poor free throw shooter, hitting under 45% on the season. Missing the first, second coming up. Sizes things up, lets it go, hits that one. Cuts the Monmouth lead to one, 27-26. Austin Tillman back into the game, Andrew Nicholas back into the game for Monmouth. Tillman gives off through to Leo on the right sideline. DeLeo stopping top of the key. Goes right up and under move. DeLeo gets the basket to go. His second hoop of the night. 4 points for DeLeo, and Monmouth back up by three.
Beautiful move by DeLeo right past number 33. He did a good job defensively for Rodney Hawkins.
29-26. MU. Patterson. Desport. Now Weish gets it. Top of the key. Gaskins will take the three from the left side. DeLeo grabs the loose ball. Hawks wanting to push all night. St. Peter's has done great getting everyone back. No one rotating out on Nicholas, though. Long three off the mark. Robinson grabs a loose ball, gets it back off a quick feed from DeLeo. Robinson, good change of direction. Wanting Cafani, deflected ball. Cafani able to save it, finds Nicholas on the right block. And Red will get the putback on the right side.
Wasn't pretty, but they'll take it. Great effort by Cafani to keep it alive and find Nicholas.
5-point advantage by the Hawks. It's Hawkins down inside. Cafani maybe got away with a goaltend.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that one.
DeLeo driving, hanging in the air. Shot no good. He was bumped on his way. John Dunn, we've seen him upset a couple of times tonight. Right now incensed, and have to say, I think he had a pretty good argument on that one.
Yeah, the ball was up right above the rim, and Cafani came up and slapped it away.
DeLeo will step to the free throw line for two. Fifth team foul on St. Peter's. DeLeo making the first free throw.
Matt, that's one of those coaches and sense the referee doesn't even want to look over because he knows that he's not happy. He was unhappy earlier on that trap on the sideline. Now the referees are telling him sit down and take it easy.
Getting close to, I believe, getting teed up.
He's getting close.
DeLeo makes one of two, matching the biggest lead of the night by Mama, 32-26. Fields back into the game, along with Desi Washington, who checks back in. Patterson, off of a double, is bumped up top by Nicholas. And now King Rice gets off the bench, and he's got a couple of words for the referees.
Well, you know, one coach gets up and hollers, the other coach thinks that now if something happens, a foul was called, he's got to say something just to try to keep things even.
Non-shooting foul. Patterson throws in the backcourt for Fields. Left side pass for Washington. High post set up for Dominique. Down near towards the block. Washington will step in, take the three. He's fouled by DeLeo. And Desi Washington will go to the free throw line for three free throws.
Well, Washington has been quiet, only 2 points. And Max DeLeo that time got him on the elbow.
Washington, who averages 14.1 per game, has certainly been held in check, makes the first of three free throws, hitting at 81% on the season. Would be among the top 15 scorers in the league, but hasn't played enough games. Right. Instead of playing 75%, he's playing in his 10th game tonight. But certainly one of the top performers in the league. 32-29 as Washington goes 3 of 3 from the line. Austin Tillman harassed in the backcourt by Fields. Kafani sets that screen, delivered the shoulder, then missed the runner down the lane. That got John Dunn back off the bench again. Three by Patterson. Side iron, no good. Robinson down among the timber, grabbing the rebound. In transition, looking to find DeLeo. Tried the reverse layup, catch and shoot. And then will commit, I would say, a frustration foul as Marvin Dominique grabbed a loose ball. And DeLeo will get whistled for his third, team seven. So St. Peter's will shoot free throws for the remaining part of this game, starting here with a 1-1.
And the way things are offensively, that's going to be a big factor in the basketball game. A low-scoring game at 32-29, every point, very, very important. So DeLeo takes a seat after picking up the personal foul. And it was a great pass from Robinson. DeLeo kind of off-balance, missed it, and as you called it, a frustration foul. How many times you see it? You miss the layup, and you come right back and whack the other guy.
Marvin Dominique to the free throw line, hitting at 74% on the season. Front end of the 1-1 is no good. Out of bounds, last touched by St. Peter's. Peacocks 8 of 13 from the free throw line. Austin Tillman will bring it up court. Checked by Washington, three-quarter court pressure. Man-to-man defense by the Peacocks. Robinson, hands on the basketball between the circle. Nicholas gives off right side. Now it's Austin Tillman getting it back. Deion Jones trying to set the high-low with Nicholas, who's down on the right block. Back to the basket, turns, spins in the lane against Dominique. Loose ball foul. It will be on St. Peter's. Whistled on Quadrier Welton, his third, team sixth. Jones will inbound, baseline right. Taking his time, throwing in now finally for Robinson. Ball fake, Robinson spinning, starting left, going right, throws off the glass, no good. Dominique grabs the loose ball. 12:35 to go in the second half. It's Mama 32, St. Peter's 29. Washington stopping in the right corner. Dominique comes to help. Washington gets it back. Fields will take the three to try and tie it, and he does. 32-32, 12:15 to go in the second half. Kofani back now in transition. Robinson gets it right wing. Dribbles left all the way around the perimeter. Hands off to Austin Tillman. Tillman going right. Ball was kicked by Desi Washington. And with 12:04 to go in this second half. Rodney Hawkins will get back off the bench. Hawkins couldn't play early on, finishing his transfer setup from Delaware State, playing in his sixth game tonight. 15 on the shot clock. Kafani skipping for Austin Tillman on the left wing. Back to Kafani, left block against Welton. Kafani was fouled and will go to the free throw line.
Got it right where they wanted, to the big guy Kafani down on the low block. And right before the timeout, you had Tillman and Robinson, generally one of the others in there as the point guard. This time the two of them are out there. They also had Nicholas in there, so a little smaller team. And then Nicholas, the guy, once he gets it, he's looking for his offensive move. But interesting combination when you see Tillman and Robinson out there. It's a whole different outlook. Robinson really looks to score in that point.
Under 12 media timeout. 11:51 to go here in the second half. We're tied at 32. Back with more Monmouth basketball after this 30-second pause on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Aramark is proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider. 11:51 to go here in the second half. Wednesday night basketball in West Long Branch. Matt Harmon, Bob Lampin, and tied at 32. This part of the hourglass rivalry between these two Garden State teams, thrown in with Ryder. 32-32 is the score. Saw a tough first half offensively, and Bob, so far in the second half, it hasn't really been a ton better.
No, it really hasn't. It's been a fierce defensive game, that's for sure, but neither team able to really light it up offensively. Jamel Fields with 2 out of 2 from three-point land. There have been two triples that have really hurt Monmouth.
Kafani makes the first of two free throws to give Monmouth a one-point advantage, 33-32. Second one, also good. Kafani pretty good from the free throw line tonight. Hawks up by 2, 34-32. Full court pressure set up by the Hawks. Kafani staying up high to be a big body. Fields picks up his dribble. Peacocks have to hustle to get it up court here. Patterson will weave his way through traffic and break the timeline.
That was impressive defense by Kafani. Big guy guarding like a guard in the backcourt.
Hawkins around the perimeter, finding Fields. Off the switch, Hawkins, ball fake against Kafani, will penetrate through the lane. Runner no good. Good tip in, however, by Elias Desport.
Nobody got a body on Desport that time.
Desport, a member of the Swedish U18 national squad several years ago. Jones in transition, throws up the foul line jumper off the mark. Washington now sprinting out. Rare fast break chance for St. Peter's, and Desi Washington will give the Peacocks a 36-34 advantage with 10:50 to go in the second half.
And you're right, a rare fast break for sure. That time Mom was a little slow getting back.
Nicholas open from three, left wing. That's good. Nicholas hits from the outside, his third three-pointer of the night.
Matt, when he releases it, you can almost tell as soon as it's out of his hand, just a perfect rotation. That's a huge basket right there.
Back up by 137-36, 10.5 to go, second half. Patterson, right wing, gives to Fields, shaded right top of the key. Desport sets the screen. Fields dumping down for Hawkins. Extra pass for Patterson. Another extra pass. Hawkins open from the right baseline and will hit. Peacocks up 38-37 with 10:10 to go now in the second half.
Well, that's been a big change by St. Peter's in the second half. Rather than set up on the low block, they're pulling their big man out about 5 feet away on the baseline, and they've been able to make the entry pass and score from there.
Austin Tillman will get whistled for a five-second call. Good defense up high by Desi Washington. Tillman will sit as Colin Stewart checking back into the game. That's tough. You almost say a bit of a freshman mistake right there by Austin Tillman.
Yep, so Tillman out. Robinson's still in there, so Robinson now will take the ball back at the point.
Fields runs the show right now for St. Peter's. We've hit the midway point and a little bit more in this second half. Patterson swings around the perimeter left side for Washington. Shot clock down to 18. Washington drives. Step back jumper from the right elbow. No good. Desport up over the top. Had it for a second. Loose ball handled by Robinson. Robinson in transition. Stop and pop from 10 inside the free throw line. Blocked away by Fields. St. Peter's grabbing it back. Washington stutter move down the lane. Blocking foul will be called on Justin Robinson. Just seems like this. It's one of those games that you see every once in a while. Tight for sure, but no one really wants to grab control of it. Go on a little, dare I say, 10-2 run. You'd probably be thinking of a victory.
That's what we said earlier, that if either team can have any kind of an offense, they get a little bit of a run, they'll be in good shape. But that doesn't seem to be the way it's going. Both teams getting back to stop the fast breaks, and it looks like this one may come down to a free throw shooting contest.
That foul on Justin Robinson, his first, team's eighth. Desi Washington making the first of the 1-1, so we'll get the bonus second here to try and give St. Peter's a three-point advantage, and he does. That is their biggest lead of the night, 40-37. Colin Stewart back down the other end. Right side, his pass deflected, picked up by Washington. Turnover coming there, 10th of the night for the Hawks. Washington down the left side of the lane. Floater no good. Rebound tipped up, controlled by Colin Stewart. Robinson bumped right in front of us at broadcast row. That'll send Justin Robinson to the free throw line for a 1-1. DeLeo in, Colin Stewart out. That is a quick hook for Colin Stewart, but after that lazy pass off the turnover, he'll take a seat on the bench.
Well, again, 10-man rotation. You either do it or you're coming out of the game right away. That's one thing about Colin Stewart. He seems to win. Sometimes he lights it up, and other times there's a bit of a lackadaisical attitude when he comes out on the court. And if you're not ready as soon as you hit the boards, you're going to be out.
Robinson now 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Will get the bonus off the 1-1. Eighth team foul for St. Peter's. 8 aside for both teams. Second one by Robinson. Rattling out, no good. Rebound is tipped up. Last touch by Monmouth. It'll be St. Peter's basketball. 9:05 to go here in the second half. Peacocks 40 and the Hawks 38. Travis Weish back into the game. He'll bring it up court against Robinson. Tight man-to-man defense. Hand off to Gaskins. Now Washington. Off the screen by Desport. Dominique open from three. He'll launch one. Side iron no good. Kafani tips it up and then grabs it off the floor. Monmouth ties with a two, takes the lead with a three. Robinson stopping, left elbow. Good feed for Jones, who lost it on the way up. Finds DeLeo. Shot clock did and reset with now 20 on the ticker. Kafani against Desport running in the lane. Lefty runner no good. St. Peter's now getting down the court in a hurry. Weish seeing a seam. Pulls out. Throws for Gaskins. Half court set here by the Peacocks as we come up on 8 minutes remaining in the second half. Dominique back to the basket. Spins into the paint. Good defense by Nicholas. One and done. Kafani with a loose ball rebound. Robinson continuing this end-to-end action. Stop and pop three from deep. Just off the mark. Desport grabs it.
Too early in the shot clock that time by Justin.
Weish in transition. Gaskins. Back to Weish. Desport gives to Washington. He'll take the three from the right side. That's short. And Nicholas gets the rebound. Cold spell for both. St. Peter's 0 for their last five. Monmouth 1 for their last nine.
Well, you'd think that St. Peter's would want that matchup, Washington against Nicholas, but they really have only exploited it once.
DeLeo takes the three. That's off the mark. Rebound tipped out by Jones. Controlled by Nicholas. Timeout taken by King Rice. 7:21 to go in the second half. St. Peter's 40, Monmouth 38. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Our next whistle will also get us the under-8 media timeout. Quick look up at the scoreboard here in the corner of the arena. Monmouth shooting 29% in the game. St. Peter's at 33%.
I'm kind of surprised the percentage is that high. It seems like it would be lower. I think a good timeout by King Rice there. Right now he's talking to his guys about you got to pick it up offensively and run your stuff. It looks like they're a little bit rushed to me, Matt, in terms of running their offense. They like to run their patterns. They like to use more of the shot clock than we've seen lately. And when they do that, they generally get a good shot.
40-38, St. Peter's. Peacocks after tonight continue their conference play. They'll be home for a two-game stretch. Manhattan coming on Friday night up to Jersey City. Quinnipiac next week on the 21st. No easy nights right now in league play. Monmouth began things tonight tied with Iona at 5-1. Hawks, of course, dealt the Gales their only loss in league play. Nicholas off the timeout. We'll take one. We'll step back from the right elbow. That's good. Two-pointer tied at 40 as Nicholas has been pretty good tonight. 13 points to lead the way.
He's been the only offensive weapon, really. And he kind of stared down Dominique that time before he took the three-pointer.
High screen set by Desport. Washington flipping to the corner. Good active defense by Deion Jones deflecting the ball out of bounds. There's the media break. 6:53 to go. Tied at 40 here from the Multipurpose Activity Center. We step out for 60 seconds. Back with more Hawks basketball right after this on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Fans of the Hawks would like to thank their good friends at World Subaru, Coke, McLoone's, the Asbury Park Press, Barnabas Health, Monmouth Medical for their tremendous support during the course of this basketball season. Jack Collins back in the studios tonight of 1160, 1310 a.m. Matt Harmon, Bob Lampin, and courtside also at shoresportsnetwork.com. 6:53 to go in the second half. Monmouth 40, St. Peter's 40. Coming back off of the timeout, it'll be St. Peter's basketball. They'll inbound in front of their own bench. Throw it in the backcourt for Weish with 18 on the shot clock as he breaks the timeline. Right side pass for Gaskins. Bouncing up high for Washington. Shot clock now under 10. Washington goes away from the screen. Left side, good defense by DeLeo. Washington stop and pop three. Grazed the rim just barely. Chris Brady back into the game. Grabs the rebound for Monmouth. Robinson in transition. Gives to Nicholas, who bypasses a three. Spins his way into the lane. Tough runner with the left hand out of bounds, but last touch by St. Peter's. Monmouth will get a fresh 35.
Well, Matt Brady back in the game replacing Kafani. Kafani really one of the main guys in this second half effort.
Played a good chunk of that game in this second half with three personal fouls. Did well not to pick up his fourth. Likely to come back in pretty soon. Robinson off the inbound. Dumped down pass for Chris Brady against Desport. Threw up the left hander. No good from the block. And St. Peter's with an opportunity to take the advantage back. Bounce off on the right side. Desport to the elbow. Weish gets it back. Flips off for Gaskins. Desport sends the screen. Weish will take the three and hit. St. Peter's up 43-40, matching their biggest lead of the night.
Deep in the corner by Weish. Kind of a set shot. Shot up from down around his belt buckle.
Robinson gives off to Deion Jones. Kicks in the corner. DeLeo trying to answer back for Monmouth. Side iron no good. Desport grabs the rebound for St. Peter's. In transition, Dominique caught it. Falling out of bounds, finds Washington. His three ball is good. St. Peter's now up by six. Back-to-back threes by the Peacocks. 46-40.
Watch out for Desi Washington. He's a clutch shooter.
Another timeout has been taken by Monmouth. King Rice has seen enough. 5:19 to go in the second half. St. Peter's has opened up their biggest lead, Bob, at 46-40. And all of a sudden, in a game where we've talked about throughout, offense has been a struggle, one of these teams bound to make a run right now with the Peacocks.
And the Peacocks with a couple of good shooting last couple of minutes. And now's the time. You talk about runs. Now's the time Monmouth has to kind of get themselves organized offensively, come up with some stops, and make up this six-point deficit. But the way the game has gone, Matt, a six-point lead, that seems like a 15-point lead almost in many, many games. So Monmouth has their work cut out for them. St. Peter's, we know they like to play this kind of physical, helter-skelter game, and Monmouth has to settle down and take advantage of things when they have the basketball. They can't turn it over. They got to rebound. And more importantly, they got to get some stops.
This is all part of the conference plan, the hourglass glass rivalry. Ryder St. Peter's and Monmouth. St. Peter's was beaten by the Bronx 68-55 last time that they played on January 10th. So tonight, trying to even things up and get their first win.
Right.
Everybody would be 1-1 after three games played.
And the hourglass term comes from the fact that the three teams are all about 1 hour apart from each other.
Nicholas will put it in play off the timeout for Monmouth. Hawks one of their last eight, two of their last 14 offensively. Jones trying to change the situation for Monmouth. Missing one just back from the free throw line. Weish now getting it. Peacocks have a bit of the bounce in their step, leading here by six with 5 minutes to go in the second half. Weiss one-on-one against Robinson. Robinson letting him go left, denying him to go right. Weiss will go left down the side of the lane. Kick out pass. Gaskins gives up the three. He tries a reverse layup. Good defense by Brady. Picked up loose ball by Monmouth. Jones ahead for DeLeo. Right side layup up and in. Good defense leads to a breakout. Monmouth has cut it to four, 46-42.
Great help defense by Brady that time. Came up with the block. Robinson somehow picked up the loose ball. Beautiful fast break. That was big.
That all started by Gaskins not taking what was a wide-open three-pointer.
Yep.
Weiss feeding down to the left block for Dominique. 4:15 now to go. Shot clock down to 15. Desport for Desi Washington. Washington weaves his way at the foul line, threw one up. Brady will be whistled for the foul. King Rice saying he was standing straight up. Did kind of turn his body just enough, and Washington did well to create the contact.
And that was it. That was the old NBA move where you get the guy up a little bit. Even if he's straight, you lean into him and you get the call.
Desi Washington, a perfect 7 of 7 from the free throw line tonight. Make it 8 of 8 to give the Peacocks a 47-42 advantage.
And he now has 53 games where he's got double figures.
So second one, also good.
He's been very consistent, as Washington been.
Hopefully an all-league type of player. Maybe not first team, but
yep.
He'll warrant some consideration if he continues things.
Preseason, they picked him for second team in the MAC.
Robinson with 4 minutes to go. Spinning his way through the lane. DeLeo, good extra pass for Nicholas. Nicholas will flash through the lane. Desport blocks it away at the rim.
Great block.
Clean as well. St. Peter's leads by six. A chance to take their biggest lead of the night with any kind of point. Off a double, Washington dribbled himself into no man's land. John Dunn wisely will burn a timeout with 3:43 to go. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Tell you that Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant, just north of Pier Village on the ocean in Long Branch, proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com. As we sit right now, Peacocks up by 6, 48-42. They have two timeouts remaining. Monmouth with two timeouts remaining. Our game story, 19 fouls for the Hawks, 8 for St. Peter's. Desi Washington with 14 points. Andrew Nicholas with 15. The respective team's high scores.
And Monmouth's done a great job on Dominique, the 6'7 senior. Averages 14.1 a game. They picked him for first team. The preseason, that was first team All-MAC, and so far tonight they've held him to 2 points. But don't be surprised if they look to go down low to him now.
Weiss feeding off Washington on the left wing. Desi Washington flips right for Gaskins. Now it's Weiss to dribble back up top. Shot clock is down to 7. Weiss puts through the lane, feeds off Desport. Desport in trouble. Washington has to force one. Got it up and hit it in the left corner. Desi Washington, clutch shot. He's got 16. The lead now 8 for St. Peter's.
Well, we said it earlier. Watch out for Washington at the end of the game. He's a clutch shooter.
Robinson had the ball deflected away by Dominique. Nicholas gets it. DeLeo gives up the three. Will come down the middle part of the lane. Hit by Desport. And will step to the free throw line. Max DeLeo will for two shots.
Good move by DeLeo down the lane. And the good thing is the clock is stopped, and he'll shoot the two.
King Rice with an extra couple of words for one of our referees. Media timeout with 2:59 to go in the second half. St. Peter's 50, Monmouth 42. We're back right after this quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Now coming down to the wire, just as it has the last couple of nights for Monmouth against Quinnipiac, which was a loss on Friday, 68-64, and then a one-point come-from-behind win against Ryder on Monday night, 55-54. St. Peter's, Bob, has opened up their biggest lead of the night, up by 8 at 50-42.
Well, they have things right where they want them right now. They have the 8-point lead, 2:59 to go. They know defensively they're very strong, and they have a lot of confidence. Remember, they keep a team under 59. They're 7-1 on the season when they play that kind of defense.
Max DeLeo will go to the line here for two. Last foul on Desport, his third, nine team fouls aside. First free throw by DeLeo is no good. DeLeo, the top free throw shooter of the team, has struggled a bit in late game situations the last couple of games. Second one coming up by DeLeo. That one is good. Makes it a 7-point advantage, 50-43.
So far, St. Peter's has handled the press by Monmouth pretty well here in the second half.
Washington tried to push off DeLeo and will be whistled for an offensive foul. That's one Desi Washington should know better.
He certainly should know better.
10th team foul. No shots here as Monmouth will get it back, the offensive foul. Robinson finding DeLeo. Now Robinson curls around the screen. DeLeo thought about the three on the left side. Gives back to Robinson. Shot clock down to 26. Robinson stopping. Pop, top of the key three for Justin Robinson. The lead now four for St. Peter's, 50-46.
Huge shot by Robinson right at the top. That's his shot.
Gaskin, trouble putting it in play and gets whistled for a five-second call. Referees will come together and just have a quick discussion. I thought that was a quick 5 seconds. But a timeout was called by St. Peter's in the meantime. Draws a couple of boos here from the home faithful.
I think what happened was they called a timeout before the 5 second violation, so I think it's still going to be St. Peter's ball. I believe that's why the two referees conferred.
It will definitely be Peacock basketball, 2:37 to go. The shot clock at 35. Hope you're enjoying this broadcast tonight on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth trying to put together back-to-back wins in the hourglass rivalry. Down big against Ryder. Went on a massive run to end the game against the Bronx. And now trying to end what has been a bit of dominance by St. Peter's. John Dunn 4-2. And St. Peter's has won 21 of the 29 matchups heading into tonight. A series that dates all the way back to 1963-64. No truth to the rumor that Bob was on the call in that game.
No, not that one. I was playing, though.
Gaskins puts it in play. Dominique in trouble. Needing help. Finds it. Now a 3-on-2. Weish down the right side of the lane. Couldn't hold the pivot foot and traveled.
So Weish on the travel, but Gaskins with a great release. He was trapped on the sideline. Somehow he found Weish. It looked like they were going to have a steal in the backcourt. So, again, the clock has stopped, and Monmouth down four has a chance now to cut into the lead.
Weish, a three-year varsity player at St. Peter's Prep, native of Neptune, started each and every game last season as a freshman point guard. Bad mistake there, however, as the officials conferring something at the table that I can't think what it would be unless maybe the clock should be reset to something.
Well,
2:34 is showing on our stat monitor. It says 2:27, so that might be the issue that is taking place. What the actual time should be.
Well, they'll try to sort that out. In the meantime, it gives King Rice a chance again to confer with his team what they want to do defensively. They're down four with 2:34 to go. They've used the press with Kafani in the backcourt, not pressuring the inbounds player, trying to trap as soon as it gets put in. They kind of let it go to the guard and then look to trap on the sideline. But so far, St. Peter's has been able to pretty much break that. The only time there was a turnover, the last one, they broke the press and then White's traveled.
Monmouth with two timeouts remaining here in the game. St. Peter's with just one. Everyone will shoot two free throws for the remaining part. St. Peter is already with their 10 team fouls. Monmouth with 9, but the next one obviously will be 10. Say it's been a tough game to figure on any kind of flow to it.
No flow
all night
whatsoever.
Long.
None whatsoever, and that's what's always difficult. Nobody gets really confident or anyone in the flow. Nicholas, the only guy who's had things going decently with their shot. But that last one that Robinson hit, that three-pointer at the top, that was like right in the flow of the offense. He came down about 20 feet away, wide open at the top, and he popped it. If that confidence carries over, then perhaps they'll get into the flow. But you're right, it's just been the kind of game that St. Peter's generally has. They come out, they play you tough physically. Offensively, they work the baselines, and they've done the job so far to be up by four here in a big game for St. Peter's and a big game for Monmouth.
Think about what St. Peter's has done coming into this game. Even in their non-conference slate, of which they had a winning record, they went 6-5 in their non-conference games. Big win at Boston, a win over Princeton, a win over Rutgers, a win over Tennessee State, a win at Cornell, a win over FDU. I think they were the only team coming out of the non-conference slate that had a winning record in the MAC. Right now, they just put 22 minutes and 70 seconds on the clock, which I guess would be considered 23 minutes and 10 seconds in most areas.
Yeah, it might be.
It should say 227. That's what we have on our stat monitor. Somehow it said 234. Now 20 minutes. They'll get it figured out.
We're making progress.
They'll get it figured out.
The red numbers haven't changed. St. Peter's 50 and Monmouth 46.
It will work its way to 227. Bit of a delay here, however. Desi Washington starting to heat up. He has St. Peter's last 7 points. Started with a three and has kind of carried on since there.
There we go.
Nope. 22.7 seconds. They have the right numbers. They just got to get the colon rather than the period. What is happening right now? St. Peter's 50, Mama 46. There they go.
Well, Matt, with 2:27 to go for St. Peter's, I would expect them to really get the ball in the hands of their two big guys, Washington, of course, and Dominique. For Monmouth, they've got Nicholas out there, Stefani, and DeLeo, guys who can score. And, of course, Deion Jones. He's the guy they go to in many situations.
Robinson picks it up at midcourt so the clock wouldn't start. Jitterbugs his way down the right side of the lane. Kicks in the corner for DeLeo. Now it's Jones to get it. Robinson gets it back. Shaded right top of the key. He will dribble, drive, get bumped. Almost got it to go. Instead, we'll go to the free throw line for two shots. That's best of both worlds for Monmouth. They'll get it with foul shots coming. Robinson so good from the line, and the clock has stopped.
That's it. We mentioned with about 2:45 to go. Anytime you can score without time going off the clock, that's important. Robinson with a strong move. He created the contact on that one, but he's at the line for two.
First free throw by Robinson is good. We mentioned St. Peter's, the top defensive team in the league, giving up under 60 points per contest, and certainly in line for that here tonight. Robinson making two of two. Now down to a two-point game, 50-48. Gaskins trying to get it in and does. We'll bring it up court. St. Peter's again, just the one timeout. Gaskins is checked by Kofani. Not guarding the rim like he usually does, playing up high. Weiss gets it, exactly two to go. Robinson picks the pocket down the right side of the lane. We'll get it to go, but a foul on the floor will come, and Robinson will have to earn it from the free throw line.
Well, Weiss did commit the foul at about the foul line extended, but it looked like Robinson had broken away, and very often you'll see a referee ignore that to not take the layup away, but now Robinson's going to have to earn it at the foul line.
Monmouth has scored the last six. Robinson will try and make it 7-8 right now from the free throw line. Smooth shot by the sophomore from Lake Katrine. As he has been money from the line so far tonight, 16 points, make it 17 as Robinson, 7 of 8 from the free throw line, tied at 50, 1:58 to go in the second half. Gaskins gets in for Desi Washington. DeLeo tried to draw a charge. No whistle going to come in that situation. Gaskins breaks the timeline.
DeLeo caught an elbow in his chin.
Weiss setting the offense up on the left side. Flips for Gaskins on the wing. Shot clock down to 15. Gaskins between the circles. Has the long stockings on. Driving his way to the basket and traveled with the basketball.
Gaskins on the travel. He's not the guy you want handling the ball at that point. You want to get it to probably Washington, also to Dominique inside, but you want White's handling the basketball at that point.
90 seconds to play. Monmouth 50, St. Peter's 50. Could have figured that these two teams would come down to the wire.
Yep.
Nicholas dribbles left. Hands off to Robinson. Back near the half-court circle. Shot clock is at 18. Robinson changes direction, goes left. Jones gets it top of the key. Jones has been quiet tonight with four. He'll try and throw one up. Side iron, no good. Washington clears. One and done for Monmouth. We hit the 1 minute remaining mark. Still tied at 50. Weish holding, resetting. St. Peter's looking for one good look here. Desport flipping for Washington. Shot clock at 12. Weish on the right wing. Clips left for Washington. Thought about the long three. Now takes a deep three. Too strong, no good. Dominique got the offensive rebound, and then a foul called down low inside on Monmouth. It'll send Marvin Dominique to the free throw line. Nicholas will get whistled for it, his second, team's 10th.
It worked out to be a good foul by Nicholas. He committed the foul before Dominique could go up for the easy layup. He's going to have to earn it now at the free throw line.
Dominique on the year, 74%. He is 0 of 1 from the line tonight. Arguably the team's best player, just 2 points this evening, but comes through with a clutch free throw with one more coming. 51-50. Second one by Marvin Dominique is good. 2 point spread right now. St. Peter's up 52-50. Robinson will bring it up unimpeded this time. 25 seconds remaining. Shot clock is off. Robinson gets the screen from Kafani. Robinson on the right wing. Stops, foul line. Drives inside. Hanging layup. No good. Put back up and in. I think it was Kafani who got it. Big tip in by Kafani to tie the score at 52. Deion Jones was there, but it was Kafani to get the tip in.
Huge tip in there. The follow, and then the referees go over, I think, to check the time again to make sure that it was stopped immediately. Robinson with a tough move. And Kafani and Deion Jones right there. But you're right, Kafani just all of a sudden that arm reached out of nowhere and tipped it back up and in off the glass.
Huge tip in for Kafani, who's got 6 points. Tied here at 52. It will be St. Peter's basketball, regardless of what the clock issue is, and the Peacocks will have an opportunity to take the last shot of the game.
15.5 left, and you mentioned Kafani, that great tip-in. He has really been a main cog in the Monmouth Hawks this second half. And how impressive is Kafani at 6'9", basically playing man-to-man defense in the press in the backcourt all night?
He's such an athletic guy,
wow.
Has that long wingspan. Occupies a ton of space. Again, whatever the issue is at the table, we've had a couple of these now in the last couple minutes really have taken away from the flow of the game a little bit and has given St. Peter's basically an extra timeout,
right,
of which to set up what they want to do offensively.
And defensively.
The discussion continuing with two of the three referees overlooking at the monitor. Obviously, they want to get it right, and we're okay with that, but it does kind of take away from things.
Yep. Well, I think that's what they're checking. They want to make sure that the time is exactly correct. And, you know, there have been so many additions to the rules over the past few years, and referees can check the replays and can check time and so forth. It's great, and we know you want to get it right, but, man, sometimes it just stretches things out, and you're right, it does sometimes really hurt the flow of a game.
They've added just about a second back on. It was at 15-5, now going to 16-4. Hawks would like to thank their good friends at World Subaru, Coke McLoon's, the Asbury Park Press, Barnabas Health, Monmouth Medical for their tremendous support throughout the season. Defensively here for MU, Robinson, DeLeo, Nicholas, Kafani, and Jones. It'll be Tyler Gaskins to trigger the inbound. Having problems getting it in, finding Weiss in the backcourt. An immediate double coming. Clock is down to 12. Gaskins breaks the timeline. St. Peter's will get a crack for their last shot. They do have a timeout. Down to 4. Weiss penetrating, hanging in the lane. Shot blocked away by Jones with 1.1. Out of bounds. It'll be St. Peter's basketball.
Great play by Jones. Released on his man. Helped defense. Smacked it away, and White saw the opening. It looked like he had a free ride right to the basket. Jones came from nowhere.
Full timeout taken by St. Peter's to talk things over. We'll step out real quick as well. We'll make it a 30-second timeout. Come back and get you set here for a last-gasp attempt by St. Peter's to win it. We're tied at 52, back in 30 seconds with more on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. All right, Bob, let's go into the huddle right now. For St. Peter's, what are you looking to do? Set a screen and just hope someone can get at least a good look at the basket?
Well, you got a guy who hit 4 3-pointers to win games last year in Desi Washington. So, to me, he'd be the first option. Second option has to be Dominique, probably coming down the lane, something down a low block.
Washington tonight, 1 of 6 from behind the arc. They don't need a 3 to win it, but it might be their easiest opportunity. Weiss will trigger it, baseline left. Dominique curling around the screen. He gets it, fires it up at the buzzer, just off the mark. And we've got bonus basketball tonight in West Long Branch. Tied at 52. We step out for 60 seconds, come back to begin the overtime period. Right after this quick pause, you're listening to Monmouth Hawks Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. The overtime coming here as they put 5 minutes up on the clock. It will be Quadir Welton set to jump center with Kafani. Tied at 52. Peacocks had a chance to win it at the buzzer. They win the opening tip here and get an opportunity to take a lead here first time through in overtime. Gaskins getting it off on the right side. Welton is set up high. He has it between the circles. One bounce to the left. Gives to Desi Washington. Washington back to Gaskins. Now the corner on the right side for Weiss. Weiss dribbling around a double. Eyes up Robinson. Gaskins gets it back. Dumped down on the left block for Dominique. Nicholas hasn't played well defensively. Washington, open three, is good.
Well, I'll tell you, when he shoots, a nice catch and shoot, when he's relaxed, that release is good. That's kind of what I expected right before the end of regulation. I figured it would be Washington rather than Dominique taking that last three.
19 points for Desi Washington, second three of the night. 55-52, Robinson stops down on the right block, pinned off. Jones, left elbow. Will drive down through the lane. Almost got it to go. Draws the whistle and will go to the line for two to try and make this a one-point game. We played a minute in overtime. St. Peter's 55, Monmouth 52.
Well, Monmouth did a good job at the end of regulation hitting their free throws down the stretch. We had mentioned that it might become a free throw shooting contest. They had Robinson hit 4 in a row, DeLeo 1 out of 2, and now it's up to Jones. They've got to continue to hit those free throws.
Quadrier Welton with the foul. That's his 5th, so his night is done. The team foul situation at this point doesn't matter. The double bonus carries over into overtime. So what amounts to be an extra timeout, they give the team that had the player foul out, in this case St. Peter's, about 30 seconds or so to make the substitution. And it will be Elias Desport to check in place of Welton, who leaves with the 5 points and 5 fouls. Jones trying to make it a 2-point game. 2 of 2 from the free throw line so far tonight. First one is good. Jones now 3 of 3. Tough shooting night for Dion.
Yeah, he's looked good with his shot. A number of them looked like they were going good. They went halfway down and came out. This last one looked good also.
One of seven from the field. 4 of 4, however, from the free throw line. A 1-point game. St. Peter's 55, Monmouth 54. Bounce for Weiss. Finds Washington, who will break the timeline with the dribble. Washington picks up the dribble. Gives back to Weiss. In the corner, Dominique. Washington, who is checked by DeLeo. We've learned here in the second half and in overtime, don't give Desi Washington any room to shoot.
Nope.
Dump down right block, Dominique. Robinson helping Jones. Kick pass in the middle was deflected away. DeLeo comes away with a loose ball. Hawks can take the lead with a basket. Robinson in the corner. Jones is long three. No good. Weiss comes in, grabs the rebound. Washington gets it inside the half-court circle. Standing in the Monmouth emblem. Desport around the perimeter, gives to Washington left wing. 3:10 to go, 18 on the shot clock. St. Peter's up by 155-54. Dominique had it poked away at the top of the key. Able to get it back, gives back to Weiss. Shot clock now down to 6. Weiss drives down the left side of the lane. In trouble. Washington splits through but traveled. Good defense that time by Max DeLeo closing things out.
Great job by DeLeo. Washington called on the travel. Picked up that pivot foot a little bit early. Felt the defensive pressure. Walked right before Max committed the personal.
Another chance here for Monmouth to take the lead with a basket. Up by 1. 2:45 to go in overtime. Robinson bouncing right for Nicholas. He'll take it, a 3. Not enough that time. DeLeo gets it back. A 3 by Robinson is good. Robinson gives Monmouth a 57-55 lead. The offensive rebound translates into an extra possession and a big bucket for Justin Robinson.
Huge hustle play by DeLeo to run down that offensive rebound.
57-55 Hawks. 2:15 to go in OT. Dominique trying to body up on Cafani on the left block. Skip pass around. Open man is Weiss. His 3 is good, and St. Peter's takes the lead, 58-57.
Weiss has had 2 open looks all night, and he's knocked them down twice.
6 points all on threes. Robinson off the switch. Hands now to Deion Jones on the left side. Jones wants a screen from Cafani. Goes with it to the right. Picks up his dribble at the foul line. Robinson feeling it from the outside. Not enough there, and then Jones comes through with a loose ball foul. That will send St. Peter's down the other end for 2 free throws.
Well, Robinson, you said feeling it. He hit the one a minute ago. But again, I'm not positive you want that shot right away. But, you know, you really can't criticize the play of Justin Robinson. If he feels it, I guess he's got to go with it.
It'll send Tyler Gaskins to the free throw line. Gaskins tonight 1 of 2 from the stripe. On the season, we mentioned it. Under 45% on the year. First one good. Gives St. Peter's a 59-57 advantage. Another referee discussion and going back to the table. Sure, if it's another clock issue or...
Yeah, it is. I looked up and the clock was still running.
Well,
I think they lost.
I'm going to go by our stat monitor, which is 144.
Yeah.
It went down to 132, so they've got to add some time back on.
Yeah, they're going to go to 144, I believe.
Gaskins, who just made 1, will get a 2nd. And for a guy who hits under 50%, maybe this works to Monmouth's benefit, where he's got a... Think about this 2nd free throw a little bit more.
Well, he's hit his last 2 with that screwball release.
Gaskins to try to make it a 3-point game. Looks it over, lets it go, and hits 60-57 St. Peter's.
That release looked good.
It sure did. 140 remaining in overtime. 1 possession game. Robinson gives for DeLeo. DeLeo, little jab step at Desi Washington. Gives to Nicholas. Picks up his dribble, right elbow. Back to DeLeo. Cafani posted up down on the block. Squares up on Desport. Lets it go. 8-foot jumper, no good. Marvin Dominique caught it. Wanted the foul, but fell to the floor and get whistled for a travel. Timeout has been taken by Monmouth. King Rice knows with time winding down here, needs to get a good set. 1:22 remaining. It's a 30-second timeout. So we will keep it here. St. Peter's 60, Monmouth 57. You're certainly not in any need of a three, but it seems like Monmouth has gotten a lot of good looks as of late here from behind the arc.
Yeah, they definitely have, and they've converted pretty well from the arc the last minute or 2 minutes or so. Robinson missed the last one. That last play, a real break for Monmouth. Dominique definitely came down with the rebound, and he felt that he was bumped coming down. He fell to the floor. If you're in possession of the basketball, you fall to the floor, they call the travel on you. So a break for Monmouth. But you're right, a minute 22, you certainly don't need it. Don't have to get a three. You take whatever's there, but you don't want to force anything. We'll see what happens. Deion Jones has struggled a little bit lately. Just a minute ago, looked like Nicholas had a pull-up 15-footer that he passed on.
DeLeo will put it in. Baseline right. Still looking. Jones in the corner. Checked here by Gaskins. Hawks with 30 on the shot clock. Plenty of time to get a good look. Trailing by three, 60-57. Nicholas behind the arc. Now backing his way down on Dominique. Going up. And is fouled as he spun his way towards the baseline. Nicholas with an opportunity to make it a one-point game from the stripe.
Good basketball right there. They got Nicholas the basketball in a good position. Little spin move. And as we mentioned the last time at the Quinnipiac game, Nicholas has gotten so much stronger and confident going to the basket, drawing contact, rather than going to the basket and pulling away and avoiding it. You've got to earn the fouls in the big boys' league.
Nicholas first free throw, something he has gotten so much better in his time here at Monmouth. And as Austin Tillman checks back in, replacing Deion Jones, Nicholas will take the second one here, trying to slice the St. Peter's lead in half to 1 point. Free throw up and good. 60-59. Peacocks on top. Gaskins will handle the inbound. Looking for Washington. Inbounds with a bounce pass. DeLeo will check Desi Washington, and then DeLeo with a reach-in foul. That's one there you just don't need to do. Back up and just play good, solid defense. You don't need to reach in at that point.
Right. You rarely see Max make that mistake. He generally has real good foot movement, and he'll cut a guy off and sacrifice his body, but doesn't generally reach in, and this is the wrong guy to foul at this point in the game.
Washington 9 of 9 from the free throw line, make it 10 of 10 with another opportunity coming up. 61-59, make it 62-59. 64 seconds remaining. Robinson will again let it bounce towards midcourt. Pick it up. Clock starts. Robinson now playing the off-guard spot with Tillman running the point up top for Monmouth. Nicholas sets the screen for Robinson. Off the mismatch has Dominique. Good spin and quick move by Justin Robinson. He's fouled by Marvin Dominique, and Robinson, who's pretty apt from the free throw line, will step up for two free throws coming for the Hawks.
Tough move by Robinson down the lane. He almost got it to go. Drew the contact, went up with the left hand. He went down pretty hard. Right now he's rubbing the back of his neck. May have hit the bottom of the stanchion.
20 points for Justin Robinson tonight. 7 of those from the free throw line. First one by Robinson is good. He has just developed into such a mature leader.
Yep, you could see it last year as the season was moving on. His confidence grew. Then, of course, he got hurt toward the end of the year.
Over the 20-point mark for the second time this season. Did it against Iona in that big win. Hits the second free throw as well.
Well, defense now.
62-61 St. Peter's. Gaskins in Washington. Bring it up court for the Peacocks. Kafani letting Gaskins slip past him a second. Weiss comes over, grabs it. Now 40 seconds. About a 16-second differential between game and shot clock. Austin Tillman off of a double. Desport had it poked away by Robinson. It's Nicholas to come away with it. Shot clock turned off. Monmouth has a chance here to win it in the last possession. And a timeout has been taken by King Rice. Good help side defense by Justin Robinson to cause that turnover. And MU down here by one, 62-61, 22.5 remaining.
Justin Robinson with a fantastic play. Released on his man, came in, went down hard on the basketball, but got all ball, and they came up with the steal, and now with 22.5 seconds remaining. They got a chance to win it.
You've got a couple of options here, you would think, if you're Monmouth. I would say option one, Robinson penetrate towards the basket, maybe draw a foul. And if not, Nicholas, who's got 17, could be a pretty good spot-up guy from outside. But let's see what Monmouth comes out here lineup-wise. Austin Tillman will stay on the floor with DeLeo, Kofani, Nicholas, who will inbound it, and Robinson.
Interesting that Tillman stays out there now. So you got the option of Nicholas also, who last time down had a nice move from the foul line area. You might want to go back to that. Let's see. Here we go.
Austin Tillman dribbling off on the left side. Tillman coming right. Gives to Robinson with now 12 on the clock. Robinson played by Weish. Off the switch. It's Desport that has it. Weish gets it defensively back. Nicholas will penetrate. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound tipped up. Weish grabs it, and that will do it. Whistle coming, but it's not going to be enough, and St. Peter's is coming here and stolen part of the hourglass rivalry, 62-61. It looks like they will check to see if the foul was committed on Weish before the horn went off. If it did, you're talking about minimal time. Maybe 0.3, 0.4.
Yeah.
And if you're St. Peter's, you could intentionally miss a free throw and it would be enough to end the game. No, they will say that's it. So now the teams will shake hands and St. Peter's will walk away with a huge win on the road, 62-61. We'll step out here, come back with the first portion of our postgame show right after this two-minute pause. We're back with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Our postgame show tonight presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit the Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square today, or order online at jerseymikes.com. St. Peter's coming here to West Long Branch in what was a tight game all the way through. Peacocks led by one at the half. Monmouth outscoring St. Peter's by one in the second half. And then the Peacocks just a shade better in overtime to win this one 62-61. They go to 9-9 overall, 3-4 now in league play. Monmouth falling to 8-9 overall and 5-2 within the league. Bob, kind of what we thought maybe coming into this one, just a tight defensive performance back and forth. King Rice, the head coach, popping out real quick to give us a couple minutes. And coach, you know, we kind of knew going in they were the top defensive team. Monmouth number three in the league in defense. This was just a defensive struggle all the way through.
Yeah, John does a great job. You got to give their kids a lot of credit. You know, we got to grow up and be able to handle these types of games, and we're not there yet.
Desi Washington, big performance, showing why, obviously, he's among the best guards in the league.
Yeah, Desi's a big-time player. I should probably show my kids more tape of him because he does what he's supposed to do. John tells him what to do, he does it. And then he ends up with 20-something points.
I know for Monmouth, you know, and we've talked about him during the course of the season, just continuing to be such a floor leader for you. Justin Robinson, 22 points on the night, 9 of 10 from the free throw line, played again another big basketball game.
Yeah, Justin's one of our best players. He's our leader. He does so many good things for us. It would be nice if we can get somebody to help him on our home court.
Turnaround coming, and Monmouth will be back home here on Sunday against Fairfield. The Stags 3-3 before everything started tonight. Every game, as you know, Coach, so tough to just figure out a way to get a win in the league, and I'm sure Fairfield will be a good opponent coming on Sunday.
Well, that's what you tell your kids. You know, it's the MAC is going to be, if you watch all the games, the games end up like this. We don't play like we should a lot of those games, and that's just, we got to figure that out soon.
Coach, appreciate the time. We will see you on Sunday. Thanks for coming out real quick.
Thank you, everybody.
That is King Rice, the head coach of Monmouth, and obviously bit disappointed. You can kind of sense in that, you know, it was almost there for the taking so many times for Monmouth. And, Bob, you and I talked about during the course of the game a good little run by Monmouth, and this probably doesn't even get itself to overtime, but you can listen to King and obviously really feel his frustration by a missed chance to get a victory tonight.
Yeah, He's kind of a little bit lost about that. You know, it's frustrating when you have great efforts for moments, but not the entire game. And he gets frustrated with that sometime. But, you know, Monmouth did a good job coming back. They got down by 8, which is, I think, the biggest lead of the night all night. And then that three-pointer by Weiss was a real killer. He only had 2 3-pointers, basically 2 open shots all night, and he hit them. Monmouth did well hitting free throws at the end, but they couldn't get the field goal at the end when they needed it. Didn't really get a good look at the end.
Our interview by with King Rice brought to you by McClune's Restaurant. Visit McClune's.com for information on all of their great locations. We'll take a pause here. When we come back, we'll finish up with out-of-town scoreboard and also our post-game stats. One more portion of the post-game show coming right after this 60-second break. St. Peter 62, Mama 61. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network. As tonight, the only league game for the MAC, and Mama falling to 5-2 within the league. Iona now in first place at 5-1 overall. Our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard will be pretty quick. Just top 25 games to talk about. Rutgers getting beat by Maryland on the road down in College Park, 73 to 65. Notre Dame comes from behind to knock off Georgetown. Georgia Tech, I should say, 62-59. It was North Carolina, big win over NC State, 81-79. First half action, Villanova 11, Xavier 2. Baylor with a 24-10 lead on Iowa State. Second half activity, Wichita State 49, Southern Illinois 37. San Diego State will play at Wyoming. That game set to tip at 11 o'clock. Our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard will lead us into our final game stats presented by World Subaru. Located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls, World Subaru. Visit them online at worldsubaru.com. Take a peek at things first for St. Peter's, who again improves in this one to 9-9 on the year, 3-4 now in league play. Big win for them, certainly on the road, and they were led, no surprise. Desi Washington had 21 points, including an 11-11 performance from the free throw line. He was the only player in double figures tonight. 9 for Tyler Gaskins, 7 points for Jamel Fields, 6 for Trevis Weiss, 5 points for Quadir Welton, 4 points apiece for Marvin Dominique, 4 for Elias Desport, 4 for Rodney Hawkins. Chaz Patterson off the bench, he had 2 points. Overall as a team, 18 of 50 for 36%, 8 of 25 from the outside, 18 of 23 from the free throw line. The rebounds, 40, 6 offensive, 34 defensive, 10 assists, 18 turnovers, 6 blocks, and 5 steals. Bob, looking at it from St. Peter's, you know, if you're Monmouth and you see some of these numbers, you hold a team to 36% from the floor, you force 18 turnovers, that should certainly be enough to win you a whole lot of basketball games.
I would think so, especially when you look at the fact that Marvin Dominique only scored 4 points in the game. I mean, he's one of their horses, and they held him to 4, and I guess it just wasn't meant to be. You know, they won a similar type game the other night at Ryder by 1. Some people say that might have been one that maybe Ryder was not fortunate to come away with a victory. Sometimes things even out, don't they?
Yep, sometimes you take one, and other times you give one away. As Justin Robinson led the way tonight for Monmouth, 22 points for the sophomore, 17 for Andrew Nicholas. Tonight off the bench, 8 points for Max DeLeo, 6 for Brees Cofani, 6 for Deion Jones, and 2 points tonight for Colin Stewart. Hawks as a team shoot 17 of 59 for 29%, 6 of 21 from the outside, 21 of 26 from the free throw line. Solid there. 40 total rebounds, 11 offensive, 29 defensive, 9 assists, 10 turnovers, 4 blocks, 7 steals. The half totals for St. Peter's, 23, 29, and 10. For Monmouth, 22, 30, and 9. Hawks plus 2 points in the paint, plus 14 off of turnovers, plus 3 second chance, even fast break. There wasn't a whole lot of running tonight by either team, and Monmouth a slight edge in the bench department, 19-17. The score tied 9 times, the lead changed hands 13 times. It was just one of those weird games. I would say teams really struggled to find anything offensively, and St. Peter's, as they like to do, hold teams down, even in overtime. You know, Monmouth just 1 point over what St. Peter's usually allows. Make it ugly, give them a chance to win towards the end.
That's exactly what they're trying to do, and they did a good job of it tonight. One thing that stands out for Monmouth, Deion Jones has been struggling a little bit with the shot. Played 39 minutes, shot 1 out of 8 and 6 points. Now, he's your second leading scorer. He's a guy they really have depended on. So Deion's just got to get the confidence back. It just looks to me like he's struggling a little bit.
Well, coming up on Sunday, we'll see if Jones is able to do that, as Monmouth will be here for a male-female doubleheader. The women's basketball team to play at 2, the men at 4:30 against Fairfield. It's a game that you can watch on ESPN3 and listen to us live here on the Shore Sports Network. Bob, appreciate the time. As always, we'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, Matt. Great to be with you, and unfortunate for Monmouth, but St. Peter's happy to get on the bus and head on back to Jersey City.
Well, it's a rivalry for a reason, and everybody now in the Hourglass rivalry has a victory. All three teams, Monmouth, St. Peter's, and Ryder, sitting at 1-1. The Hawks will try to get a home win on Fairfield. Again, our next broadcast coming up 4:30. We're on the air just prior to that against Fairfield. Zach Collins tonight in the studios. Great job for my partner Bob Lampin, and I'm Matt Harmon. For all of us here at the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network, so long from West Long Branch. Final score one more time: St. Peter's 62, Monmouth 61. You've been listening to Hawks Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.